talk about the ability to kind of get some stops late from that 4 minute to 1 minute stretch when you guys were down low. How important was it to get?
We just stayed with it. We picked up our energy on defense, and I think our guys came out with an alert attitude in the second half, even though things didn't go as we planned early on in the game. And I just feel pretty confident in what we did each and every possession.
How much were they kind of frustrating you defensively with what Richmond was doing, particularly early? It seemed like you guys were
getting shots. It was kind of frustrating, just the amount of movement that those guys do. They have two really good guards, and Kendall Anthony. Ken Anthony was just hard to stay in front of. He was just so quick, so it was kind of frustrating to stay in front of him.
You have a good relationship with Anthony, right? Were you guys on the same high school team and stuff? Or was that like?
Right. He played against me. He was one of my rivals at Liberty Tech. And we did for the Nashville Celtics. He's a great guy. He's just humble. Good player.
Is this the kind of grinded out game that maybe you guys need going into conference play? Because a lot of stuff didn't go right until the end, and y'all just forced the action.
I mean, we just need games like this to tell us how to stick with it and keep battling, keep persevering. And I'm just proud of what we play.
Well, I think we've been improving every game. This game, we probably could have been a little bit more focused on scouting and whatnot. But overall, I think, going, 11-2 or 10-2 in the 11-2 in non-conference is pretty good momentum going into conference play.
You guys seemed kind of flat until you got grabbed. You were pretty upset there, and then you made the hook. What happened kind of in the
season? I was just upset with our guys. I could just feel the intensity and look at them and just see that we weren't really fighting, and we were trying to allow human nature to seep in and slippage, and I also want to get our guys fired up and start playing how we're supposed to play.
Did the energy change your guys' defense? You held 12.5 minutes.
Yeah, it did, but we would like our defense to propel our offense instead of the other way around. But in this case, it did. Our offense did help our defense out tonight. They then still knocked down some lucky shots, I can say. So the one off the backboard and the one where he ran across the three-point line and knocked that in, that was pretty nuts.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Frazier's two threes, how much of a difference is it having a guy that can just knock down those shots?
Well, every time Mike Frazier shoots the ball, we think it's going in. So, it's really encouraging. We have that much confidence in a guy whenever you get him an open look that you think the ball's going in the rim. So, we think every ball's going in. So I wouldn't have been surprised if he knocked down 7 or 8 in the game.
Fair to say that the defense kind of bailed you guys out, particularly late with what you guys matched through in terms of stuff?
Yes and no, because we did make a few mental mistakes, but we did make up for them defensively as well. We probably shouldn't have allowed them to get stay in the game as much as they did, but overall our defense did close it out for us.
You sense that Scotty is pretty frustrated out there today?
Yeah, he was frustrated in the first half. It's, not all on him, but it was all of us. Just we weren't playing our offense. The ball was stagnant. We weren't moving it around, having our motion offense, and it was forcing him, because he's the point guard. He had the ball in his hand to take a lot of shots that he doesn't normally take and go one-on-one, which isn't our style of play at all.
What does it say that he stuck with it, though? He had a couple of big moves down the stretch.
Well, Coach Donovan will tell you about it when you guys ask him later, how he challenged them at halftime to start playing like a real point guard, and he's tired of, looking at the stat line with these herky-jerky shots that he doesn't play, that he doesn't normally take. Then he encouraged him at the end and end of the game, told him, you play more like a point guard the second half. So he did a lot better the second half.
What about Dorian? I mean, Dorian was not effective offensively.
37-35 standpoint, the defensive intensity was just so much better. Was that because of an increase in the energy flow, or what was it?
Yeah, definitely. An increase in energy flow. Our focus got better on the defensive end. And, we just stayed down and guarded them and didn't give them anything easy.
What do you think the reason was for the lack of intensity early on?
I don't know. It was just some days are like that. I can't really explain it, but I think we did a good job of closing the game out with a lot of energy, so that's good.
Scotty, the thing is pretty fresh out there in the first half. How do you think he bounced back kind of late in the game and a couple of big shots?
I think he bounced back great. Him being a leader of this team, he has to lead by example. And, you know, we saw him struggling, and he picked himself up and, you know, got us going in the second half. So I think that was good for him, good for us.
Thanks, man.